after doing section 36(1), subsection 4, let me explain to you another section, that is section 36(1), subsection 6. This section 36(1), subsection 6 is for right of dead or diseased animals, diseased animals. Let us understand by way of an example. Suppose I purchase an elephant and I am a circus owner, and this elephant is used by me for performing the circus games. The cost of the elephant is say rupees 50 lakhs. When I purchase this elephant, I pass the entry in the books of accounts as elephant account debit or animal account debit to cash or bank, 50 lakhs rupees. Now this elephant account shall not appear in the profit and loss account, it shall not appear. But the elephant account shall appear in the balance sheet because it's a livestock. This is asset side, this is liability side. So here, livestock. I purchased 50 lakhs rupees. This is asset. Now, this will remain as it is because you know very well, livestock cannot be depreciated. Under section 32, subsection 1, the depreciation cannot be provided on this livestock. So the cost of livestock shall always remain same years to year, year after year. However, later on, suppose this elephant dies down the line 5 years or 5 years down the line. Now what will happen? This amount shall be, what do you call it, you lost this elephant. Now this amount of loss shall be considered as profit and loss account debit to elephant account or to animal account, 50 lakhs rupees. Now question arises, if the elephant is dead, if the animal is dead, who is used for the purposes of business? Now what shall you do? Shall you get the deduction from the profit for this amount? The answer is yes. In case if the animal who is being used for the purposes of business or for the purposes of profession, or if the elephant is dead, then this amount shall be debited in the profit and loss account, and the entire amount of 50 lakhs rupees shall be allowed as a deduction under section 36(1), subsection 6, that is called as write-off. Whenever the word write-off is there, you must understand that it is debiting in the profit and loss account. It is right of the asset is squared up. There is no asset now. Right of the asset means there is no asset now. Now, suppose the elephant is not dead, but one of the four legs is broken and the elephant cannot perform now forever. The elephant has become disabled. In that case also, the entire 50 lakhs rupees can be written off in the profit and loss account, and that's how the deduction is there. The only condition is here that the animals must be used for the purposes of business. If the animal is dead, which has nothing to do with your business. Say a dog is dead at your home. You have a dog, you have got a pet, and that pet is dead. Now for that there is no deduction. But that animal, if it is used for the business or profession, and that animal is dead or has become permanently incapable, in that case, the entire cost of the animal shall be allowed as a deduction from the computing the profits of the organization. Let us take by way of an example. Suppose this is my profit and loss account, and I am engaged in circus business. Now the net profit is say 80 lakhs. Now the animal which was used, the cost of the animal was 50 lakhs rupees, who is no more as on 31/3/2013. Now what I'll do? I will compute the income, computation of income. This is income, this is profit. This is accountancy, this is income tax. Now what I'll do? Net profit as per profit and loss account, which is 80 lakhs, less loss of animals, rupees 50 lakhs. Now total taxable income is 30 lakhs. This loss of animal, I assume that it is not debited in the profit and loss account. But suppose the loss of animal is debited in the profit and loss account, 30 lakhs, then your profit will automatically become 50 lakhs rupees. Then you don't get this entry. So your taxable income will become 50 lakhs if it is debited in the profit and loss account. So loss of animals must be, say, loss of animal was how much? The loss of animal was, say, 80 lakhs rupees or whatever. So loss of animal, if it is debited in the profit and loss account, then this loss of animal deduction will be allowed. But if the animal is there and is used in the business, that purchase of the animal cannot be treated as, what you call it, your expenses. It is your asset. But if the animal dies or becomes permanently incapable, then the cost of the animal shall be allowed to be deducted. This is section 36(1), subsection 6 of the Income Tax Act. Now, having understood section 36(1), subsection 6, let us move to bad debts. This is provided under section 36(1), subsection 7 of the Income Tax Act. Now, bad debts. What is the meaning of bad? Bad means which have not paid, or they are not good. But debts means what? Debts means debtors. So can we say bad debts means debtors who have not paid, or debtors who have not paid? That is called as bad debts. Let us take an example. Now this bad debt shall also be allowed as a deduction, because it's a loss. You have sold amount, you have sold your goods, and the person to whom you have sold your goods is not paying your money. Now, this account cannot be forever. So, this will be treated as bad debts. And now, please understand how you will account for this. Bad debts is deductible under section 36(1), subsection 7. Let us take an example. Profit and loss account for the year ending 31/3/2013. Two purchases, rupees 20 lakhs. Two expenses, rupees 5 lakhs. By sales, rupees 35 lakhs. to net profit 10 lakh rupees. Now, the person to whom the sales have been made. Now tell me, this 10 lakhs rupees is a net profit. But this 10 lakhs rupees is an accounting profit. This 10 lakhs rupees is a book profit. This 10 lakhs rupees is just a book profit, commercial profit. It is not a, it may not be a real profit. When it will become real profit? When the person to whom the goods have been sold has paid you your amount, then it will become your real income. Now see here, 35 lakhs rupees goods you have sold, but this person has become bankrupt. Now, you will have paid already the tax on this 10 lakhs rupees. That's why, once you already paid the tax on this 10 lakhs rupees, have you not paid the tax on the income which is unreal? Have you not paid the tax on the income which is not, which is just a book profit? Is it your real profit? The real, it is not your real profit. Why? Because this person to whom the goods have been sold was your debtor. How it is your debtor? When you sold the goods to him, what entry you will pass? I'll pass the entry debtor's account debit to sales account. 35 lakhs. Now this person is not paying you. Now income tax says, if this is the situation, then whatever is the bad debts shall be allowed as a deduction. That means, well, suppose in next year, 31/3/2014, the net profit is 50 lakhs, net profit. So in next year, this amount of 35 lakhs will be deducted from 50 lakhs and the person will be liable to pay tax only on, what do you call it, 15 lakhs, 1/5. So please understand, bad debts will be allowed as a deduction while computing the total income of the assessee. Bad debts is a loss. Now, why it is called as bad debts? Because the person to whom the goods or services are provided is your debtor. Because you have to receive money from him, so it is a debtor. That's why it is called as bad debts. But suppose, after 2 years, the person has repaid your amount. He has become solvent. And now he repays your amount after 3 years. Full 35 lakhs has been paid in the year 31/3/2016. Now please understand, under section 41 subsection 4 of the Income Tax Act, if the bad debts which were claimed as a deduction under section 36(1) subsection 7 earlier, and those bad debts have been recovered back after 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, still that bad debts recovery has to be treated as your income. Why? Because you have already claimed the deduction of these bad debts. Now once you have claimed the deduction of entire 35 lakhs rupees and you paid less tax in the future years by 35 lakhs rupees, that from you have reduced the income by 35 lakhs rupees. Again, if the bad debts have been recovered, this amount cannot be tax-free. This will be, must be, has to be treated as your, what do you call it, income by virtue of section 41, subsection 4 of the Income Tax Act. So this is called as bad debts. Is that clear? Now, again the next deduction is very simple deduction, and that is deduction is section 36(1) subsection 9. Expenditure incurred on family planning. Section 36(1)(9) says that if there is any expense which has been incurred for family planning, then that expense shall be allowed as a deduction from computing the total taxable income. Suppose, but one thing you must keep in mind, section 3619 is only for corporate assesses. It is only for companies. This section 3619 is only for companies. Suppose I am a proprietor of a firm, I can't claim the deduction. A partnership firm cannot claim the deduction. HUF cannot claim the deduction. The deduction can be claimed only by the corporate assessees. So, expenditure on family planning shall be allowed as a deduction. But suppose I have constructed a building and this building is used for family planning. Now, suppose the cost of the building is 80 lakhs. Then every year I will get the deduction of 1/5 of the expenses in respect of that building which has been constructed exclusively for family planning purposes. Please understand, dear students, if the revenue expenses have been incurred, say doctor's fees, materials, surgical equipments, or what you call it, procedural stuffs, the entire expenditure shall be allowed as a deduction fully under section 3619. This called as, it shall be allowed, but it shall be allowed only to the companies. And you know very well what is company. Company is defined under section 2, subsection 17 of the Income Tax Act. However, if the capital expenditure is incurred, what is the capital expenditure? Purchase of machines, construction of the building, etc., etc. In the case of the capital expenditure incurred for the family planning purposes, FP, family planning, then entire capital expenditure will not be allowed as a deduction. In case of that, 1/5 of the capital expenditure shall be allowed as a deduction. Can we say that a capital expenditure in the case of the family planning shall be amortized over 5 years? It shall be amortized over 5 years. So this is called as a section 36(1) subsection 9 of the Income Tax Act. Is that clear? This is how we proceed. So now we are on section 36. Now again there is a section called as section 36(1) subsection 13, which talks about banking transaction tax. So, banking transaction tax, if it is debited in the profit and loss account, this banking transaction tax shall also be allowed as a deduction. Now, let us go to section 36(1) subsection, what you call it, 15 of the Income Tax Act. This talks about security transaction tax. Security transaction tax was introduced from 1st of October 2004, which says if a person has paid security transaction tax and he is doing dealing in shares, he is doing business in shares, then this amount shall also be allowed as a deduction. So this is how we have covered section 36 of the Income Tax Act. Now moving further, let us go to section 37 of the Income Tax Act. Section 37 talks about general deduction. That is, the expenses which are there, such as audit fees, such as traveling expenses, such as conveyance expenses, such as stationery and printing, these, such as legal charges, these are the expenses for which there is no deduction, there is no, what do you call it, section. But these are the expenses which are incurred for the purposes of business. Now, but there is no separate section for these expenses. So these are covered under general deductions. What is the meaning of general deduction? Those expenses which are not between section 30 to section 36 shall be covered under section 37. That other incidental expenses, we call it as incidental expenses for business, such as postage and telegram, such as salary paid. These are incidental expenses, such as bonus, we have got the deduction. If you will see bonus is deductible under section 36(1) subsection 2. But salary, there is no separate section for this. So these are few expenses which are incurred for the purposes of business or profession. Since there is no separate section of each expense, and these expenses are not covered under section 32 to 36, but these expenses are wholly and exclusively incurred for the purposes of business or profession, these shall also be allowed under general deduction under section 37 of the Income Tax Act. Now, let me move further. The rules of section 37. There are certain rules of section 37, and the first rule is that expenditure must be related to previous year. The expenditure must be related to previous year. Suppose my previous year is 1/4/2012 to 31/3/2013. Then only those expenses which are related to this period shall be allowed as a deduction. Suppose I incurred traveling expenses while going from Mumbai to Kolkata 5 years before, and this amount has not been accounted for in my books of accounts. Can I debit that expense right now after 5 years? The answer is no, because the expense must be related to the previous year. Second thing, the expense must not be a capital expenditure. I told you, if I purchase a machine, not for sale, not to be sold, but out of that machine, I produce the goods and those goods are sold, then this is a capital expenditure, machine purchase. If I purchase an office, if I purchase a godown, if I purchase a factory, if I purchase a vehicle, if I purchase a motor car, if I purchase a computer, if I purchase a furniture, these are capital expenses. Capital expenses cannot be debited in the profit and loss account. The deduction of capital expenditure cannot be claimed in the profit and loss account. Capital expense is an asset, and this will always go in the balance sheet. So expenses must not be in the nature of capital expenditure. But there are few exceptions. We have learnt under section 35, subsection 2, that even if it is a capital expenditure for the purposes of scientific research, section 35, 2, subsection, and section 35, subsection 1, subsection 4, even if it is a capital expenditure, it will be allowed as a deduction. We have also seen that capital expenditure, in some cases it is allowed, but not all the expenses. So, for general deduction under section 37, capital expenditure shall not be considered. Third thing, the expenditure must not be personal. The expenditure must not be personal. If I go with my family on tour and I debit the expense in the profit and loss account of the company or of the business, it is a personal expense. How a business is going to suffer? So please understand, personal expenses such as traveling expenses, such as printing of wedding card of the family in the family, such as wedding ceremony expenses, such as going to picnic, going to what you call it, personal tours, having medical treatment of a proprietor, these are personal expenses. In business, personal expenses shall not be allowed as a deduction. But if you incur the expenses for your staff, suppose your staff is not well and you have paid 50,000 rupees for his treatment, then this will be allowed as a deduction because it is not related to your personal expense. It is related to your office expenses. That will be allowed as a deduction. So this you must understand all these things. Expenditure must be related to the previous year. Expenditure must not be a capital expenditure. Expenditure must not be personal. And expenditure must not be for illegal purposes. Expenses must not be for illegal purposes. So if I spend money to give bribe to somebody, or if I spend money for some illegal activities and I debit that amount in the profit and loss account and claim the deduction, it shall not be allowed by explanation attached to section 37 of the Income Tax Act. Explanation attached to section 37 of the Income Tax Act. Illegal expenses shall not be allowed as a deduction. What I want to say, dear friends, that in expense, there are sections, section 30 to section 36. We have seen section 30, that is repairs of building, of the building which is used for the business, taxes paid for building which is used for the business, life insurance, insurance premium paid for the building which is used for the business. Section 31, repairs of plant and machinery was allowed as a deduction. Section 32, depreciation was allowed as a deduction. Section 35, scientific research was allowed as a deduction. Section 36 was allowed as a deduction fully, because they are related to business. But those expenses for which there is no separate section, but they are incurred wholly and exclusively for the purposes of business, then they shall be allowed under section 37 of the Income Tax Act. Is that clear? So, we have seen the expenses which are allowed as a deduction from section 30 to section 37. Now, we are going to see certain disallowables. Expenses are there, which are also incurred for business, but income tax will not allow it. Expenses are there, but it will not be allowed under income tax. And the first one is section 37(2)(b) of the Income Tax Act. If the advertisement is given in a magazine of a political party, if the advertisement is given in the magazine of political party, or the advertisement is given in a souvenir, or the advertisement given in a pamphlet, or the advertisement is given in a brochure, then and it is pertaining to political party's magazine, political party's brochure, political party's newspaper. Now, newspaper, if it is purely doing the activities of political party, then it will not be allowed. But if it is a newspaper for public circulation run by a political party, then it will be allowed. So, if the advertisement is given in the magazine or souvenir of the political party, then it will not be allowed as a deduction. It will be disallowed under section 37(2)(b) of the Income Tax Act. So this is section, now we are on disallowances. So section 37(2)(b) is for, this is the first disallowable expenses. Now, Section 38, subsection 1. I have a house and 50% of the house is used by me for my business. And remaining 50% is used by me for my personal stay. And I debit the entire, what do you call it, repairs, say 20,000 for the house, entire house, or two, what do you call it, say I debit taxes, municipal taxes for the house 10,000 in my business profit and loss account. But please understand, 50% of the house is only used for business. But I am debiting the entire amount in my profit and loss account for the portion which is not used by me for the business. In that case, that proportionate amount shall only be allowed and the balance amount cannot be allowed as a deduction. What I want to say, under section 38, subsection 1, if you have used an asset which is in the form of a building and you have paid for rent, and you have paid for municipal taxes, you have paid for the rent, say here, instead of repairs, you can say for rent. Under section 30, subsection A, and under section 30, subsection B, you have paid for taxes in respect of the entire house, then, and the 50% of the house is used for business. In that case, only 50% of the rent will be allowed as a deduction. Only 50% of the taxes will be allowed as a deduction, because the house is not fully used for the purpose of business or profession. Is that clear? Now, section 38(1) is only for building. It is only for building. So, can I say section 38, building means what? Building may be for the, what do you call it, for the office, or go down, or factory, or shop. If they have been partly used for business and partly used for personal purposes, then deduction under section 30A, which talks about the rent, deduction under section 30B, which talks about the municipal taxes, will be proportionately allowed. Is that clear? Now, section 38, subsection 2. Suppose I have got a building, office, I have got a plant and machinery, say motor car, and I have paid insurance premium, or I have paid for repairs, or I have paid for repairs of motor car, or I have claimed depreciation. But these assets are partly used for business and partly used for personal purposes, otherwise than the business. Then part of the expenses will only be allowed to the extent the amount expenses have been incurred in proportionate to their use in business, shall be allowed as a deduction. So, this is section 38, subsection 1, which talks about if the rent is paid for the building which is partly used for business and partly used for other purposes, then whatever rent is paid attributable to the business use shall only be allowed under section 30A. Similarly, if the municipal taxes are paid for the building which is used for partly for business and partly for, what do you call it, personal purposes, then only to that extent which is used for business will be allowed as a deduction. Similarly, if the building, plant and machinery is used partly for business and partly for other purposes, in that case, insurance premium or repairs or depreciation shall be proportionately allowed. Is that clear? This is section 38 of the Income Tax Act.